Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. This is G. Fabre. Welcome to my Wifey Hunt podcast. This is episode number two. Episode number two is going to be one of those podcasts that might have you guys really thinking about yourselves, hopefully so. In this story, I'm going to tell you guys how I was seduced by a thief. You heard that right, y'all. I was seduced by a thief. Now listen up for a second. After this short break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you guys how I was totally seduced by a thief. Talk to y'all in 1 second. Okay, y'all, I'm going to tell you the story about how I was totally seduced by a thief. Now, this is a long time ago, but the story is still relevant today because I believe in this story there's some attributes that this lady had. I won't call her a thief anymore. And I'll tell you guys her name in a minute. There's no secrets in this podcast. So, I'm going to tell you how I was totally seduced by this young lady. One day I was leaving out the burger joint, me and a friend of mine, and I was driving one of those, you know, tricked out Cadillacs, had the, you know, rims, the Vogue tires, it was a patent leather black gold grill on it. Me and a partner of mine were just leaving the burger joint, and this lady was driving in, and she was staring at me with her eyes. So as she drove in, we caught eye contact, and she drove in real slow, and I didn't make it out the exit yet, so I, of course I backed up a little bit so I can speak to her, because, you know, we made eye contact, and that's the first, that's the first thing, y'all, the eye contact. So we made eye contact, and she parked the car. Then when she walked over to my car, I'll say it like this. I was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida at the time, and it had to be summertime. It had to be hot down there. Because this girl had the shortest shorts that she could possibly buy at the store. And they were cotton shorts. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So she had these short cotton shorts and this low-cut shirt. And she walked over to my car. And when she got to me, she pulled them up. And I was like, oh, my God. And when she pulled them up, when she opened her mouth, her voice was so different. It was tantalizing. It was hypnotic. I don't know, it was something about her voice. She sounded like Michelle Leigh. And she spoke, we chit-chatted for a second. Her name was Natalie, so I'm going to call her Natalie. That's her name. So Natalie, she gave me that little baby talk, and we chit-chatted for a few seconds. And, of course, we exchanged numbers. And every time I spoke to her on the phone, it was just something about her voice was just hypnotic. Something about her voice was tantalizing. And we spoke on the phone, and when I would see her, one thing that she did, and here's what I want you guys to take note. One thing that she did was she always encouraged me, and she always complimented me. And for some reason, it let my guard down. She was complimenting me and building up my ego. So when she would do that, she would come around me sometimes, and she would be looking bummy. I mean, her hair would be messed up. Her outfit would be raggedy and not matching. And back in those days, I had two caddies. I had a white caddy that was tricked out, and I had a black caddy that was tricked out. So she knew it, you know, and that's one of the things that guys use to pull girls is they car. Because it seems like girls like pretty cars. That's why guys get pretty cars, because girls like them. But back to my story. So every time I would speak to Natalie, she would just give me all these compliments and just build my ego. I would go pick her up. She would want to drive the car. And when she would get in the car, she would compliment me, tell me how strong and charming and good-looking and smart I am. And she would drive herself straight to the mall. And of course, I would buy her outfit. I would get her hair done. I would do, you know, the things that, you know, guys do for girls when they feel good. So I was buying her all these things, and I would take her to get her hair done and do extra stuff for her. And she would come to my house at times. And every time she would leave the house, I would notice something missing. I had this gold pen. I think I paid about $75 for this pen. The pen was missing. Just things around the house would just wind up being missing. And I'm going to take another break. I'm hitting that 5-minute mark. And I'm going to tell you guys more about Natalie and some of the things that she stole and some of the things that she did to literally let my guard down. That's going to help some of you ladies. In 1 second, I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I ended that last part with how Natalie would come inside the house and steal pens and steal stuff around the house. And this one particular day, she was at the house. We hung out for a little while. Then she was leaving. And I walked her to her brown Camaro and she sat down. And when she looked at me to say her goodbye, she gave me back my wallet and she said, "I can't do this to you. You know, I took your wallet." And she may have felt guilty because back then, you know, I didn't keep money in my wallet. I kept a knot. And I kept that knot in my front pocket. So if you had my wallet, there was no cash in it, but I had ID and, you know, my cards and whatnot in my wallet. So she gave me back my wallet. And I said, "Why would you take my wallet?" And she really didn't have an answer for me, but she did give me back my wallet. And needless to say, you know, pretty much after that, I stopped seeing Natalie. And she pretty much disappeared. And she was living one of those, I would say, a double life, because she had some stuff going on with herself, and she wasn't totally together. But some of the things that Natalie did that I mentioned is definitely going to help a man. Well, it'll help a woman to literally, I don't want to say the word seduce, but that's one of the words that, you know, I'm going to stick with. Some of the things that she used to seduce me. The first thing that she did that I remember was her eye contact. She gave me this amazing eye contact. Now, back then, I remember she had these contacts in her eyes. And I think it was, and she was a darker brown, you know, she was a darker brown girl, very dark brown, you know, dark-skinned chick. And she had these, I want to say, gray contacts. Now, I'm not really into contacts, but they looked so different back then that it made you just stare at her eyes, and she was really good with the eye contact. So the first hint or the first clue for some of you ladies is to have amazing eye contact. The second thing that Natalie did, the lady that, you know, made me put my guard down so quick, was her voice. Now, I mentioned earlier that her voice sounded like Michelle Leigh. And if you don't know who Michelle Leigh is, she was that singer that Dr. Dre came out with back in the early 90s. And her voice was very high pitched, very feminine, very, very ladylike. It was just a very high pitched, seductive voice. And she used her voice to encourage and compliment me. That's the third part, but to stay on her voice part, some ladies just like singers. You know, some ladies, they can sound good and they don't sound so good. I've known ladies who have a very sweet voice, but they use that voice to complain. And I know some other ladies whose voice is quite irritating, to say the least. Very irritating, I'll just say it like that. So the second thing is, how does your voice sound? Now, the third thing that Natalie did to totally get my guards down was she encouraged me and she complimented me so much. And someone told me years ago that her grandfather told her that a man is 99% ego. And a woman, if she just builds that man's ego, you know, he'll literally let his guards down. So those are three things that I think that Natalie did that totally worked on me, and maybe it'll work on you. Now, she wasn't no super fine chick, nothing like that, even though she dressed, you know, she did dress sexy. She wasn't super fine, so it wasn't that. It was the things that, you know, she... It was the things that she had naturally. The eye contact, her voice, and her encouraging words and her compliments. All right, I'm back on this 5-minute mark again. I got a break after every 5 minutes. So give me 1 second, I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Now, I told you guys three things that Natalie used to let my guard down. And I believe these three things will pretty much work for you if you want to apply them in your life. The first thing, again, was the eye contact. The eye contact was entrancing. So she entranced me with her eye contact. The second thing I mentioned was her voice. Her voice was very sedative. And with that voice that she used, it literally pulled my wall down. It disarmed me. And she was very encouraging, which is the last thing I'm going to talk about. She was very, very encouraging, and she complimented me. And that made her likable. So those three things, ladies, I believe if you implement, when you talk to anybody, not just a guy, a girl, or yourself, you know, with the eye contact, use a nice voice and be encouraging and complimentive, I believe you can pretty much accomplish great things. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, I want to say thank you for listening to Wifey Hump Podcast. You can check out Wifey Hump videos on Facebook. Now you can check out this podcast and listen to the things I had to say and the stories I got to tell you guys. And I appreciate you for listening. I love you. And if you have a message for me, there's a button on this podcast that you can press. And you can send me a message and we can talk about it later. Okay, guys, until next time. This is G Fabre. Thank you for listening to my Wifey Hump Podcast. And I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.